I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A ruling from the International Court of Justice on Israel's war against Hamas. The AP's Mike Corder.
The United Nations highest court ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent and punish possible acts of genocide taking place during its offensive in Gaza. The court issued a series of orders, including that Israel allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza and stop acts that could amount to genocide under a 1948 convention.
Former President Trump called it absolutely ridiculous, but a jury in New York has awarded $83.3 million in additional damages to writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll maintains Trump shattered her reputation and opened her to threats by calling her a liar after she accused him of sexual assault. And House Speaker Mike Johnson is taking a strong stand against a bipartisan Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures with Ukraine aid, saying it would be dead on arrival in the House. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.